Time now on Radio 4 for our drama and the start of a major new series devised by Nicholas Kent. Over the next 7 days, seven new dramas take us around the world and across two centuries to tell the story of oil and the price we've paid for it. And we start in Persia with a simple instruction. Stand firm, you cads.
Nature! It is done. It is done.
My good man, do calm down.
The Shah has signed. Here, he has signed. The whole concession. Look.
Did the Russians not?
An extra 5,000 spoke rather more loudly than the Tsar of all Russias.
5,000?
Mr. Darcy gave me carte blanche, and it turns out the Shah needs ready money. Something to do with a woman. So we increased our offer to 20,000 in cash, 20,000 in shares, and now it's ours. For 60 years. That takes us through to 1961.
Northern provinces.
60 years. All the oil we can find.
All for £40,000.
And 16% of annual profits.
That is a matter of definition. The Shah doesn't strike me as much of an accounts clerk.
What does it matter if there is as much oil as they say?
Getting it out will be the expense.
I must telegraph Mr. Darcy in London. Is that your carriage?
Indeed. Now we have the oil. What will you call the company? British Victoria? In honor of Her Majesty?
British and Persian?
Anglo-Persian oil?
The Price of Oil. Stand Firm, You Cads. By Jonathan Myerson.
Good luck, Pete. See you in Sweden.
Good luck.
What's Sweden?
It's a country, remember, darling. We looked at the atlas.
Shh. I'm working towards the surface now.
Why are they going there?
Sweden didn't fight the Nazis. It was a safe place for them.
Don't they want to go home?
Shush, please, could you? We're trying to watch the film.
Shh.
What are they doing?
Remember, we explained they need to distract the guards.
What's happening?
Go now, please.
There's some sort of riot out there in the
street.
Leave the cinema.
Some sort of religious hoo-ha.
All very bad. Go now.
Mummy, I want to watch the film.
It's all right. Just let me.
Go. Go, please.
You're not going out there. Don't be a bloody fool.
Watch out, Rubia. Very ninja. Shut the doors.
What do you think you're doing?
The policemen, I'm sorry. They don't have the first idea. They need to be guarding the front.
Who is this person?
They're everywhere. All over the streets, the houses, the gardens, in the bazaar, all over.
Yes, I don't understand.
Thousands of them. The men from the refinery have become very angry.
I can't see why they want to come in here.
They're angry with Anglo-Iranian, with anyone from the company.
It's a bloody man Mackie, isn't it, stirring up the mob?
There are many problems.
Mummy!
You can't stay in here like trap rat.
I'm very sorry. They know you are in here. We must get you out.
Run away.
There are houses along the back. I parked my car next to the mosque.
You came here especially.
I'm staying here.
Then I'm staying.
Madame?
Brian, hold my hand tight. Sarah, you take his other hand. Nobody lets go. Do you both understand?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Yes.
We go through. Behind here, there is a door. Quick!
They tend to shoot their prime ministers quite regularly, so there's still hope. Can't see the Shah putting up with this stuff much longer.
Dr. Mossadegh seems very popular.
Are you telling me you like him?
Never met him, sir.
What do your people say?
My people?
This embassy employs you to talk to the locals, Widman. The company employees. Sit them down, pour them a chota peg, get the SP, don't you?
They don't drink, sir.
You know what I mean, Widman. What do they say about their new Prime Minister?
They like him.
Even though we have him to thank for this strike and rioting and mayhem all over the place?
The way they see it, the strike was the company's fault. Not too bright to cancel the workers' danger money.
The company makes its own decisions.
The company is majority owned by our government.
It was all Mossadegh. He made it his business to whip up all the rioting.
We're hearing that up country at the wellheads, what they call fields, sir, most of the men have returned to work. Less so in the refinery down in Abadan.
And no thanks to this fellow, the one Mossadegh sent down there. Sounds like Goebbels without the charm. What's his name?
Hossein Mackie. He says the company must acknowledge the awakening nationalism.
What happened when nationalism awakened in Germany, Widman?
I am aware, sir.
Did you serve?
I just think that we need to examine Dr. Mossadegh's proposals. If the company offered him a 50-50 profit split, it would shoot his fox, sir.
And cost us how much? Thought of that? Not cheap, this National Healthy Service, the Coal Board, Gas Board.
I think it would...
His Majesty's government have almost 500,000 troops posted throughout the world. Ever thought what that costs?
I'm sure the Iranians are very grateful, sir.
You may be better ginned up on Persia, young man. but this is my 6th embassy this side of Suez, and let me tell you, everyone, simply everyone out here has an axe to grind.
Iran, sir.
What?
They, ever since the previous Shah, they much prefer Iran.
I want you to get in there, be our man in Mossadegh's ear. We need to head off any talk of 50-50 profit splits.
You saw my memo, sir, that the Americans have just offered 50% to Saudi Arabia.
I don't care if Freeman Hardy and Bloody Willis are splitting it three ways with the Barrow boys out on the street. It's off the table here.
Sir, now Dr. Mossadegh is in control. He's talking about nationalising the entire industry.
1901, the Shah freely signed this royalty agreement. Nobody held a gun to his head, did they? 16% of declared profits, more than generous. 50-50? Americans. They haven't got a clue.
The company ought to be doing something. Get the police to lock up all the commies for a start.
They're trying, Vera. Another 20 arrested yesterday, according to this.
Well, they're printing the paper again. Where did you get it?
Front desk, piles of them.
I can only hope they hang a few of the blighters.
St. Vera, martyr of Aberdeen.
The blighter did snatch a handbag.
To make him a communist.
Brian, do stop doing that.
Never happened before Mackie stirred it all up. Can't remember one single incident.
She should have come with us. Instead of hiding in the silly cinema.
You were fine, she was fine. That's all that matters now.
Yes, everything's fine now. Soldiers on every street corner. A tank peeping over the hedge. Simply lovely.
Apparently, the police went into the apprentices' hostel yesterday, found a whole room stuffed with boxes of Communist Party leaflets and some dynamite.
Look at the bright side, Eric. Now Mossadegh claims the refinery all belongs to him. He's got to send in the police to protect it.
Is that man waving at you?
What?
That chap by the fence over there, past the climbing frame.
I think it's the man.
Who?
You got us out of the cinema.
Then why doesn't he come in?
You know perfectly well, Eric. Just want to be asked to fetch someone's drink.
He's allowed? Where are you going?
Talk to him. Sarah, keep an eye on Brian. I'll buy you an ice cream.
Mummy!
You watch them too. Hello there.
Hello. Yes.
I mean, this is... Well, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well. It is you I've wished to know about.
I'm very well, thank you. Completely recovered. Look, the children seem to have completely forgotten all about it.
Did he find out if the men escaped?
The men?
In my car, your son, he was talking about a film. The prisoners, the Germans...
No, he'd seen it before. I mean, what I mean is... yes, they all got away.
Oh, that's good.
It is. Very good. And you?
Me?
You were all right after you left us.
Thank you.
I was worried. I was wondering a bit about you, see?
For us, there is always some sort of trouble.
Yes, I heard. There's been something at the apprentices' hostel.
It's a very bad thing. But I am in the bachelor quarters. I share with one other.
That must be nice. My name, I don't think I... ever... Sorry, it's Janet Beaver.
Beaver? That is an animal, isn't it?
It's spelled differently, actually. Aren't you going to tell me your name?
Rashid. Zarifi.
Zarifi?
Oh, almost.
I don't know much Farsi apart from Lutfan and Haley Mamnoon and more Ice Boy.
No, it's just my father's name.
Hello there, Eric Beaver.
This is the young man, Mr. Safiri, who rescued us.
Chap who drove you home. What department are you in?
Superfractionation.
My husband has been installing the new catalytic cracker.
It's a separator, darling. Cracker's just what I...
We hope... my department is hoping to be involved with your project.
I'm sure your manager will be making the right approaches. Who is he?
Mr. Longcroft.
Good man. Yes, good man.
Eric, come on, you lager.
Where are you going?
Just a quick 9 holes.
It was cricket yesterday.
That's why the good Lord gave us weekends.
Do you play, Rashid?
I would like. I have
come
never...
Come on, Bobby Locke.
Janet, love. Don't spend too long.
I was thinking
know.
We should recompense Mr. Zarifri somehow.
That's not why I...
Of course. Yes, silly me. Thank you so much. I'll speak to Longcroft about you. It'll go in your file.
No, I meant something a bit more. Eric! I'll think of something.
You are well. That is what matters. Your children are happy.
Oh, God, the children! There's a lifeguard.
It was good to see you again.
You too.
I wanted to make sure I saw you, Mrs. Beaver.
You did?
I did.
Oh, well, like I said, I'll think of some way to thank you. I have to go now.
I too must go.
That's right. We'd better go.
Working for the Persians now, old chap.
Get bloody lost.
The law's been passed. National Iranian Oil Company is your boss now.
I'll believe it when they come and start to run the place. When they roll up their sleeves. All right, run it through. Give me 20 bar gauge.
Turn in the nose, coming up.
Pull it back.
Front valve slipping open.
It's supposed to.
Another 20.
Let me just...
Old messy duck's gonna back down. Company's offering him 50-50 and 50% of all profits. How can he resist it? The whole nationalisation thing was only ever a ploy.
He's a fanatic. The man cries, bursts into tears in front of people.
You know their top chap chooses most of the money for themselves. You'll be quids in now.
Hello, is that Rolls Royce? Hey, send me 3 silver apes and 2 silver...
He does not take the money.
Crikey! Oh. Where did you come from?
Mr. Longcroft sent me.
Short trust? What's he want now?
Can't wipe his own arse without sending for a naffer.
Mr. Beaver, sir, you wrote to him about me. My name is Rashid Zarifi.
I didn't recognize you in your talks.
I'm reporting for work, sir.
But...
Mr. Longcroft has assigned me to you. I have been trained in electrostatic precipitation in the University of Birmingham.
We sent you there.
Yes, sir. I wrote my dissertation on the volatility of naphthene.
Better look out, Eric. He knows more about this stuff than you.
The science is all very well. We have to get this thing working.
You're a big Mossadegh fan, then, Mr. Rashid.
He is our prime minister. He will guide the Shah to the correct decision.
You want to see all this nationalized, do you?
We are not ready for full ownership.
You're Mr. Mossadegh going to run this whole place? The refinery, the pipes, the wellheads up country?
I said we are not ready.
This was a desert, a marsh. Now it's a city of 100,000 people. Shops, markets, clubs, and everyone's got a job. That's British money, British know-how, British bloody sweat.
And Iranian oil.
This is all noise, isn't it? All this stuff in your parliament. Him and his law that the National Iranian Oil Company owns it all now.
Do you love your country, Mr. Beaver?
Fought for it, didn't I?
I also love mine. I want only the best for it. And your problem is in the return flow indicator. This gauge is misreading.
What?
It reads 230. If the flow is truly under 300, you could not hope to divert the pressure. Ergo, this gauge is misreading.
Ergo? Oh, did you hear that, Eric? He's going to be doing your job pretty soon.
Well, maybe. Let's take a look at it. Got your spanner, Rishrash?
Rashid, got it?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize. I'll come back.
Come in. Young man.
No, I'll give you time to...
Do what?
To get up, to get dressed.
Young man, this is my office. This bed is my desk. Come in. There is a seat.
I'm from the embassy, Prime Minister.
I am aware. You think those big men outside allow anyone to walk in here?
I didn't...
You are Mr. Charles Widman, British trade envoy, and I changed my pajamas especially. You think? My daughter says green is bad for my skin.
Very nice, Prime Minister. I have been sent by the embassy.
You said? Parlez-vous français?
Sous mon propre désarmico.
Pas depuis mon école. We will stay with English. So, what do you bring me?
I was hoping. I wonder if we could talk about the company.
The former company?
No. Anglo-Iranian. The oil company.
I have many ailments, young man. Being deaf is not one of them.
Sorry.
We firmly hope that all British staff will continue working for the company. We admire their expertise, and they will be well rewarded as staff of National Iranian Oil.
The concession...
is cancelled.
Our offer of 50% of all profits...
It's too late. We are at the end with Anglo-Iranian. They steal our money, they steal our oil, they steal the air from my people's lungs.
Since 1901, all terms of the concession have been honoured without...
If there is so much honour, why do they refuse to show us the company accounts? Why is everything such a secret? Why? Because they have been defrauding us. I would rather an atomic bomb came and wiped out every last drop of oil in Iran than Anglo-Iranian continue to squat like an evil djinn on the back of my nation. Britain stains everything it touches. It's evil, evil, evil.
The company has asked us to...
What do you mean, asked you? Your government owns the majority, controlling stake. You can't ask yourself to do something. My English is bad, but not that bad.
His Majesty's government would like to recognize your national aspirations.
Hmm?
I have been instructed to inform you of an offer. It's all here.
I cannot. I am too weak. Read it to me.
Well, to summarize, if I may...
Be quick. I have already succumbed twice today.
The company offers...
The former company.
Anglo-Iranian Oil offers a payment of £10 million payable on this instant and a further £3 million payable every month...
I have no intention of negotiating for our oil. It is in our ground. Why do I need to talk to anyone about it?
All due respect, you can't just pass a law, say, that's ours now.
Haven't you, your British Labour government, nationalised your railways and your steel and your coal in your ground?
This new offer is in addition to all royalty payments due under the supplementary...
Did you go to school, young man?
Clifton. Clifton College.
Apart from the French, was it good?
Well, I enjoyed it.
Plenty of sport?
Well, that wasn't really my...
My grandson. I must find the right place for him.
In England?
Where else? He must be properly educated.
You should not be here.
Surely you aren't embarrassed?
This building, you don't understand. The bachelor quarters, there are rules.
About women? That's surely just Persian women. I can't believe it applies to your boss's wife.
Much worse.
Why don't you shut the door? I brought you this, that's all. A little present to thank you, I promised.
It's very kind, but...
Unwrap it.
It's a jug.
A decanter, more like. A bit like a jug, but... Do you have them here?
I have seen these, yes. In the big glass cabinets at the club.
And look, I had it engraved.
For our gallant friend and rescuer.
That's you. You don't like it? The idea was to thank you properly.
Mrs. Beaver, that was not necessary.
I don't care if it was necessary. That's not the point. Sometimes people just...
People?
They just want to... I've upset you. What was I thinking? I only wanted to... Bernard seems a damn idiotic thing to have done.
It's very kind. You are... It's a beautiful thing.
It's not.
It is.
You're being polite.
Am I not allowed to like it?
In here, it looks... I've made a mistake.
This word, below.
That's the date. In Latin, Roman numbers, it says 1951. Look, M is 1,000. Then if you put a C before an M, that means 900. Then with another M, that's 19... It's because C means 100 and I'm not sure why I did that. Put the date on, I mean.
I see words like this on buildings in Birmingham. I never...
You see, we use them for sherry and brandy and... But you can always... Do you people drink?
Is water not adequate?
Shall we christen it, then? So, I mean, use it for the first time.
Yes, I will fill it. Please, sit. One moment.
Where are you going?
You said...
You don't have water in here.
We, the men, share a kitchen. There is one on the floor below. We have water all day.
Don't go. What I mean is, I don't want to put you to any trouble.
This is beautiful. Thank you, Mrs. Beaver.
Janet, for God's sake.
I will always treasure this. Thank you, Janet.
Always. You make it sound like we're never going to see each other again. So, my husband says you're quite a catch.
Catch?
You know absolutely everything about everything he says.
Sometimes that is not good. I know that English people do not always like people who know too much.
Only the ones who are scared.
It is very true. You are...
What? I'm what?
Wise. You are a wise woman.
I'm not sure. It makes me sound so sad. Not what I feel at all.
What is it you feel, then?
I don't know. When we first came out here, I truly thought it would be right for Eric and me. I could be someone new. I was going to be someone who got on and enjoyed herself. Oh, really hasn't worked, has it?
You blame Abaddon?
It's inane, really. But sometimes it's like... It's like I have simply no idea who I am. I'm looking down on this sort of nameless and faceless person. She's just sitting there, all alone, in the middle of this great, big, terrible emptiness. A whole lot of nothing.
Maybe you are lonely.
Now, don't be silly. I have hundreds of friends.
Perhaps. I'm sorry. I have distressed you.
No, it's my fault, all this talk of emptiness. I didn't mean to get in such a muddle. This whole thing, I don't know why I came here. I've made a fool of myself, haven't I? I think I misjudged the whole thing.
You didn't get anything wrong.
I didn't.
If you would like to sit down again, I will go to the kitchen and fetch us some water. And we will try out this...
decanter.
That's right, decanter. You see how good our Iranian water tastes.
What do you think, little Clifton?
Sir?
Pink. A much better color for me, bien sûr. The pajamas.
It's very nice. If I might introduce Mr. Harriman.
I know this man. His fame precedes him around the world.
The protesters certainly knew who I was at the airport.
That was unfortunate.
Well able to pronounce my name, especially following what I am now told is the Farsi for Death 2.
Do not worry yourself. It is a standard formulation. I stub my toe and I shout, Death to the bedpost!
And you have the bed executed?
I have dismissed General Zahedi. He is in the pay of the British.
Prime Minister, that is an entirely unfounded...
These British, they are terrified of me, Harriman. And they want you to hate me, too.
Averill, please.
To them, I have become the most frightening thing. An ism.
I'm sorry?
They fear this thing called Mossadegism will sweep away all their colonial interests. First Tehran, then Baghdad, and then... Oh, quelle horreur! Their precious Suez.
If we might. My president feels that the current standoff is to no one's benefit. I have been asked to bring the two sides to an understanding.
Mm.
We are very keen to settle the tanker issue, the logjam at the port down at Abaddon.
If they want to fill up with our oil, we require a receipt. Is that so extraordinary?
Which names the oil as sole property of the Iranian National Oil Company.
Our parliament passed the law. The Shah signed it. So that is who owns it.
The point is that no tanker has sailed since. No captain can sign such a receipt.
What was it your people said? No taxation without representation?
Especially since the International Court in The Hague now has ruled that the company...
The former company.
The court said it should be allowed to continue to trade while... Prime Minister?
This court of yours, it adjudicates between nations. This is a dispute between a nation and a company.
Last time, with all due respect, Prime Minister, you accused my government of being the majority shareholder, of being the company.
I do not recognize the jurisdiction of this court.
Then you will damage investment into Iran. None of the world's great corporations will dare to invest...
Investment? Investment? Is that... It is theft. It is rape and butchery and looting. These people come here and all they do is take. They don't invest. How can you say such things to me? How can you sit there and pretend that they are saints and angels when they are devils and dragons and jinns?
Prime Minister.
It's all right.
What?
Just give him a moment. Prime Minister? Prime Minister?
Shouldn't I call...
Prime Minister!
Did I faint?
You did, sir.
I'm not a strong man. I can but give my last breaths for the nation.
Prime Minister, I do apologize. Shall we call for...
Please, continue. What was I saying?
Devils, jinns, dragons... The company
Former
is...
company.
Sir, President Truman is very keen to continue with the agricultural aid assistance.
Tell him, then tell him that if the British invade, we will fight them.
My aim is to arrange negotiations between your government and the British government.
It's impossible.
Will you let me try? I intend to fly to London, see if Mr. Attlee will send someone new to negotiate.
You can try. It will not succeed.
Good. Thank you.
No, not there. Now.
Here?
Yes, right there. Oh, that's glorious. Your hands, you have magical hands.
It's not magic, just hands that like to touch your body.
Consider it mutual.
Mutual?
My body feels the same way. Very much likes your hands.
I don't know why you are so tight. Here. And here, look. You are stiff all over. You should try and relax.
Yes, but it would help if I didn't have to go down to the club every evening. No matter whose office has been taken over, who's been sent back on the next plane.
How many...
Or whose dog's been put down. Oh, crematorium must be standing room only.
Why do people...
See? I'm getting all wound up again. Move up.
Look, I'm falling off. Look.
My children's beds are bigger than this. They really don't spoil you with a fixture of fittings, do they?
Well, perhaps you should go to the general manager. Insist he supplies us all bigger beds.
Nice idea. Your lot hadn't driven him out.
Mr. Drake is gone?
You haven't heard. Over to Basra. Your man Mackie insists on seeing all the account books. We'd be arrested for sabotage.
Well, what happens when everyone is gone? The place will die.
That's the plan, isn't it?
Also, he is not my man.
It's not our fault either, is it? It's your people who keep taking over our offices. So they're in charge of this, in charge of that. I'm not sure what my husband would say now. He saw you and me even talking in the street.
That would be something.
Do you feel it? In the air. The mood, Rashid. It's vicious.
Is it true you are sending soldiers here?
I very much doubt it.
If you do, there will be jihad.
Jihad?
A war that is sacred, holy. The mullahs say go fight and die and be an angel.
Nobody turns into an angel. They just put you in the ground, and if you're lucky, you get a stone and a jar of scroggy daffodils once a year. Do you want a puff?
Thank you, no.
Anyway, Attlee's lot. They're sending out some bigwig from the cabinet. So somebody. Minister of Materials, whatever that means. Maybe it means, you know, he's in charge of velvets and brocade and flock.
What is flock?
I'll be bloody grateful. You've never seen any. So much about England you don't know.
Not mock me, Janie.
I love it. I'm serious. The fact that you're not one of them is what I love most about you.
Love?
I don't... what I mean is I...
What does it mean?
Oh, this, us. That's all a bit... isn't it?
What are you asking me, Janie?
I'm another person when I'm here with you, that's all. Different sort of person. See now, I have to go and shift your head 11 minutes.
Why?
Because I have children.
Does the other person have children?
I don't know.
Are they all right?
The children? Fine. Blissfully unaware that their mother creeps off during after-school pottery, bribes the doorkeeper, and sneaks up here.
You make it sound like it's something you are ashamed of.
Look, can we please not talk about this in the 9.5 minutes I have left?
I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. You should be jolly sorry. Now I'm going to make you a whole lot sorrier.
Meanwhile, the talks with the American delegation, headed by Mr. Harriman, seem to be bearing fruit. Persia has agreed to resume negotiations with a representative of the British government, and Mr. Attlee has chosen to send Sir Richard Stokes, Lord Privy Seal, and newly appointed Minister of Materials to Tehran.
It's all going to get settled now, see?
Believe this stuff.
Later that week,
they write what the government tells them.
What?
Nothing's going to change.
That's the whole idea.
And the whole thing will go to blazes.
As part of the Festival of Britain, the new Skylon Tower...
Janet, I don't understand.
Shh, please.
No, you don't understand.
I can see why you'd want to keep your hands on this. It's a masterpiece, Minister.
Hard fact is, there's absolutely no possibility of the Iranian staff being able to operate a fluid catalytic separator like this.
Yes.
If we go, then...
I told you,
you go down. You collect new bird sheets.
You're not telling me this?
Fitzy!
All right. Fitzy, I've got
the
minister.
This joker seems to think they're sending up a whole crew.
What's going on?
Mackie and his nationalisation bonds. Every week they send us someone new who announces he's in charge of us.
I speak Iranian Oil Committee. I speak Mr. Mackie. You will go. You will go. I send Mr. Mackie.
We're ready for him, Ali Baba. We're ready.
Fitzy.
Things aren't exactly easy for you. God, this is a desperate country. I mean the terrain as well. What you people are up against.
Oil's never easy.
Well, don't be modest. You've tamed this bastard. You men are the real heroes. Does it ever cool down in this place?
You're staying long.
Mr. Attlee sent me here to negotiate. I'm here until it's settled.
You'll get used to it.
They put us up in this palace in Tehran. Rather grand, but you know what Harriman says? No air conditioning. He goes off to his aeroplane. They chill it down to zero while it flies around the city for a couple of hours. That's the thing about Americans. All frightfully get up and go when the going's easy, but they have no idea what we endure to create this facility. Talk of the devil. Here comes Mr. Hottenbothered himself.
They said you people were up here.
Looking a bit pale, old man.
I am.
This is Mr. Beaver. Been showing me around. He's one of the wizards who designed this whole installation.
It's a disgrace, Stokes. It's a goddamn disgrace.
Sorry? What?
The way these people are living.
Well, I was just commiserating with Mr. Beaver here. The conditions out here
are... I don't mean the company men. I mean the Iranians. They just took me on a tour to Kagazabad.
You've had Mr. Mackie's tour of happy horrors, have you?
His what?
He does it for every new visitor. Takes them round the so-called slums. The crimes of the great colonial oppressor.
Slums? I've seen slums. These are not fit for animals.
With all due respect, these aren't people employed by the company.
They work here?
They get work here, through local contractors.
Doing what?
Menial work, cleaning out the old storage tanks, shifting sulfur cargoes, that sort of thing.
There'd be no work at all without the company. This would be a wasteland.
I'd rather see a wasteland than that place. Rivers of mud and excrement, no water, no electricity. Whole families sleeping in shacks made of beaten tins and paper.
Kakazabad, it means paper town.
Are you even remotely surprised how much they hate you?
Steady on, Harriman. It's not exactly...
If I saw this, if I was an Iranian politician and I saw this, I would drive you out of this country with my bare hands. Open the gates! I'm going back to Tehran. Stokes,
I think you need to rethink your position.
Poor chap. Just can't take the heat.
These checkpoints are quite normal, sir.
Their own machine!
Hello, this is a British Embassy car. We're travelling on...
Their own machine!
We've been here on official business, returning to Tehran.
Harriji machine!
What is it about, Whitman? We haven't got time for this.
Harriji machine! We see pass. All out!
No.
Back!
No.
Open everything,
no.
Now!
No, no, you don't understand. We are on our way to see...
All out! We see pass. Now!
For God's sake, man, we're on our way to see your Prime Minister this evening. Ignore him, Whitman.
I think it'd be better if we'd played along. Things have been getting bad.
Stand! You stand!
Right. I am here as a representative of His Majesty's government, and you need to let...
Silence! We police! Show me pass!
I have flown 3,000 miles to talk to the man you made Prime Minister. Mossadegh. Yes? Understand? We go Mossadegh, and you no stop. Right. Everyone back in the car.
You're quiet now.
I'm so sorry, Sir Richard.
They really do seem to think they run the place.
What the hell's that car doing in up?
What are you doing in here?
Mr. Sir, Madame is...
Think you can just come in here, help yourself to...
This is my husband, Eric. What seems
is to this happen? Man...
It's come. Our marching orders. Look.
Give that to me. If I go now, the whole thing...
Very good price, all very...
Do shut up!
We have to go, Eric. The whole place is being shut down.
I'm not going.
They've sent us the letter, Mr. and Mrs. Eric Beaver. Evacuation arrangement, suspension of services. You think I want to go?
I've spent the last 2 years of my life on that cracker. A year before that in prototype.
Mrs.
Stay there.
Why the bloody hell should I give it to the Persians? Why the hell? I made it. I built it, me and the boys. There's engineering work that no one else has... And it's mine. And they'll just... You will, won't you?
Sir, very good price.
You'll wreck it like you've wrecked this whole country.
Eric, stop it.
And look at him, in his dressing gown and his silly turban. Do you really think these people can run the world's biggest refinery?
He's from the bazaar. He's not claiming...
They're all the same. They're all the bloody same. I'm not going. I'm not leaving this place. And you can bugger off too.
Darling, planes are taking off every day. The place is deserted. You told me half the fields have shut down.
Why do you think Stokes was here? He'll sort it.
Mrs. Phonogram, yes, I take.
Wait.
That's it.
No, no, sir.
Out. You get out. Off Mr. you go. Mr. Back.
Eric. Eric.
Get out. We're not leaving. That's it.
Eric, I spent the last 2 hours haggling with that
I'm
man.
Not selling the phonogram. In fact, why don't we have a little dance?
Eric... wouldn't everything be better if we went back?
Yes, this'll be just right.
Eric, please listen. I think we should go.
Come on. You said you liked this one.
Please, don't, Eric. I don't want to.
Just a little dance. Come on.
Honey. What are you doing? Dancing. Look, everything will be much easier back in Reigate. Listen to me, Eric, please.
It's still light.
You can dance in the day, too.
What were you shouting about?
Eric?
Hmm?
I'm not leaving you here.
I thought you said...
Don't go at me, Eric.
These days, darling, I don't know the first thing about you. Where do you go to?
I'm sorry.
For what? What on earth do you have to be sorry for?
What's he mean? We can't go in.
That's all the man said. Dr. Mossadegh says today's discussions have been cancelled.
Is he ill? How would you tell?
The man's a joke. A complete bloody joke.
It's all right, Sir Richard.
The way you fawn all over him every time he says something preposterous, something which leaves the whole thing... The man needs a stern talking to, not this mollycoddling sitting around his bed. Yes, Mr. Mossadegh. No, Mr. Mossadegh. Feel free to faint, Mr. Mossadegh.
You think that will produce results?
I could go back in and just
it's
make sure...
It's not as though we were making much progress. We agree a whole page of conditions. The next day he's torn them up.
Harriman, you saw that memo yesterday from Abadan, didn't you? The oil storage tanks will be full by Friday.
I did.
Saturday, we stop pumping and we all go home.
He knows.
Full shutdown. No oil, no wages, no revenue.
What if he calls your bluff, lets you shut it down?
It's no bluff, Harriman.
may not be quite how he sees it.
He is going to destroy this country. He's leaving us no option. Doesn't he realize?
Back tomorrow then, everyone?
What's the point, sitting here sipping drinks and discussing hemlines or test matches? You must look at us and think we're mad.
What else are we going to do?
It's quiet. It feels like we're dying.
Oh, the pool, you mean? No, the little ones.
The whole refinery, Fitzy. Nothing. Everything's switched off. It's disheartening.
You do exaggerate these things. You're not in any danger.
Still vast empty streets. Nobody going to work. It's like the bomb has dropped. Except nobody's told us.
I'll take the houseboy with you if you're worried.
I did my rounds yesterday. You know the new brass calibrators, Fritzy? We only replaced them on Friday after the last lot went. Gone again.
Oh. Why do you bother, Eric?
I just can't bear to see it looking so... It's about more than... They just need to stop the pilfering.
Well, how can they? This place is enormous.
Well, they could try. A few well-targeted patrols.
It's our fault for pulling everyone out. We're wrecking it, not them.
What's going on?
Is that the staff?
Don't care who it is. Bloody hell. Where's the steward?
Steward? Waiter!
Did somebody get beer?
Hey, what are you
this
doing?
This is always going to happen.
It's not going to bloody happen when I'm still here. I'll get in there and get him out.
Leave it to the... Oh, please, don't.
Mrs. Beaver! Mr. Beaver!
My God.
What the hell are you doing, Sheed?
We have come for a swim. It's good.
Not your bloody club. What the hell are you playing at?
You're rushing to Rotterdam Pond. The Rotterdam!
Please, Rashid, just go. Why do this here?
Your pool has been nationalised, Mr. Beaver.
Very funny.
It's all right, look. It doesn't come off. Your British water won't go brown.
For God's sake, Rashid.
Thought we had police on the gate.
Didn't have you down for a hothead, Rashid. There's a membership waiting list, you know. If you want to apply, I'm happy to propose you for membership.
We started a new list, Mr. Beaver. It's called Mossadegh's List. It says everything belongs to us now.
We taught you everything, and this is how you repay us.
I see you keep the cracker still perfect, Mr. Beaver. We thank you for that.
Please, Rashid, don't do this.
It's not personal.
You men, get out of there at once. Enough of this nonsense.
This is our pool.
It most definitely is not, you beggars.
Come and get us. Goodbye, Mrs. Beaver.
He's changed.
Is it him or is it us?
Don't be ridiculous.
This whole is packing up and going home.
It's a negotiation, Janet.
It's bullying, and it's sulky, and it's nasty.
What did he mean, it's not personal?
Us. The British, the company, I suppose. How am I supposed to know? Don't you see? It was monumentally embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
For me, and... Well, for the people who know me, it was offensive.
I didn't think you would be there. I'm sorry. It was the other men.
It'll all be yours soon enough, won't it? You'll be able to swim up and down if you like, breaststroke, front crawl, whatever you want, once we're gone.
It will be negotiated. It will all return
I
to
see,
before...
I see, so you thought you'd sneak in and have a quick swim while you had the chance.
That's not... Sorry. Did I offend the great white lady? Because for once I couldn't be your quiet little native boy, rubbing away your aches and pains and pleasuring you behind closed...
You can be quite sour when you want to be, can't you?
Janie...
Don't call me that. You have no right.
Is it over now? Is that all this was? One of your little plays? One of those things where you all dress up at the Gymkhana Club, pretend to be different people, pretend that you actually feel something? Play at love?
I don't see what's so wrong with playing.
That's all it was for you? A bit of fun?
God, I thought we could just make this whole place a little less tedious. I actually thought you might even be a little grateful.
What? So you are the great prize and I should be humbled to even
Do stop being so bloody holy about it. You got to sleep with a white woman, didn't you?
You really think you are my first?
You think you are? So... Lots of notches on everyone's bedpost.
I do not know what this means.
Well, Birmingham didn't teach you everything then.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Company Woman, for paying me to go to your British university and learn many wonderful things about how to use my own oil.
Don't startle that again.
You keep mentioning it. I don't care, Janie. I don't care. I have a good job. I'm not one of those people. I am not your enemy. Mossadegh is obsessed. I don't want what he wants. I care about you.
You want me to forgive you?
If that is what...
All right, Rashid. You've done nothing wrong. You do everything right. You even saved me from the howling mob. Well done. There's some nights I'm lying there awake. I wish you never heard.
You aren't this person. This sharp, angry person who does not care.
I just wanted to be someone different. Why does it all have to be so hard?
Janie, please.
Everything I try. Everything just turns into such a mess. Such a total mess.
It's not your fault. It's the blockade, the shutdown, the politicians.
I wanted to find a way through. Have some fun. See if I could understand just a bit of... I just ended up getting lost again.
Yeah.
Look at it. A bloody ridiculous thing. Sell it, will you? Get some money for it.
What?
I can't do this anymore, Rashid.
Please. Not like this.
It's real silver. Don't let them fleece you.
I'm not selling it.
Abaddon's changed.
Janet.
Don't make it worse. Goodbye, Rashid.
Goodbye, Jenny.
Mr. Prime Minister, the oil storage tanks at Abaddon are full. The wells have ceased pumping. If we do not reach a solution today, tomorrow at the latest...
Don't threaten me, Sir Richard.
Sir, it's a statement of fact. If we can't ship the oil and we can't store any more, it's over. Final switch off and up sticks.
We can sell it ourselves. We are a nation of merchants.
Anglo-Iranian owns all the tankers.
You have been here for 3 weeks and what have you come up with? The very same 50-50 split you offered months ago, and I declined months ago.
Anglo-Iranian has ploughed £700 million into your country, and now we're giving you complete
parity. You have not listened to a word. Our law, our oil, has been nationalized. Done. It's over.
You can't go round just telling people abracadabra. Your property belongs to someone else now.
Really? Nationalisation is wrong?
That was the British government coming to an honest arrangement with
Mr.
British...
Mr. Prime Minister, I really would like to aid you in coming to some sort of agreement.
Where is Mrs. Harriman tonight?
We didn't feel this would be a suitable...
Beauty is always welcome at my table.
That's very kind of you, sir.
In fact, she was the only reason I agreed to dine with
you. Our proposals...
Your residency permits, the permits of all your staff, I am cancelling them. Right now. Out. Gone. Off.
What? How dare you?
Dr. Mossadegh, if I might counsel
you... I am finished with this. Why should you sit here in my palace and insult me? Insult Iran?
Since the day I arrived here, I have been treated appallingly. It has been a disgrace.
Make no mistake,
we are quite ready to ban all British exports to your country. Sugar, steel, machine tools...
We can manufacture our own.
It will hurt, Mr. Prime Minister. Not you and your grand palaces. It will hurt your people.
My people are ready for pain. Pain will only remind them what they are fighting.
I don't think you have the faintest idea, Mr. Mossadegh. If we are forced to finally withdraw from Abaddon, whether you cancel your poxy little residence permits or not, you will not sell one drop of oil. We will interdict any ship trying to leave that port. Do you honestly think Shell or Aramco or Saucony Vacuum will send their tankers here if we give them the nod?
That would be a cartel.
Damned right. A cartel of honesty, decency. An alliance of nations and companies who don't think upstarts can come along and swipe decades of hard work, decades of sweat. Show me a single bloody person who'd ever built a tenth, a hundredth of what we have put into your country. We have made you rich. We've got the oil out, and you're not bloody selling a drop without us. So what do you think of that?
Tampi Pono.
What?
Tampi Pono.
What a shame for us.
Well done, Clifton.
Prime Minister.
Dumpy.
Gumpy.
They said you were up here.
It's all over, chum. It's good night, Vienna.
I know. I wanted to... Is there anything...
It's the bloody blowback valves.
What's wrong with them?
Been half-inched, haven't they?
Half-inch valves?
Pinched. Nicked. Stolen. Looted, me old chum.
You're just going to cement them up?
If the blowback gets through the side cut stripper, it'll destroy the entire distillation column.
But cement?
Lesser evil, chum. Lesser blood evil. Got to be done. It'll protect the core.
Let me help you.
This is mine. I'm doing it. Your services have been dispensed with.
What else am I supposed to do? Just let the whole thing...
I don't care about Mossadegh. This is mine. They're not taking it.
But your permits, they're cancelled, yes?
This whole thing... Will you look after it for me?
For you?
40 years we've been building this. And now we're told to throw it away. Sod off back to Blighty. Leave the Persians to wreck it. Show them how much they need us. It's childish. Janet's right. It's destructive.
Is Mrs. Beaver
still... She's insisted on staying to the end. She's the star of the farewell review.
Review?
The Last of Us, putting on a little show at the Gymkhana.
You British.
Stand firm, you cads. That's what it's called, I mean. The review.
Is that humor?
The gallows kind. I'm making a stinking mess of this, aren't I?
Too wet. Here.
What are you...
Give me the trowel. I'm sorry, Mr. Beaver.
But what have you done?
You have been good to me. You have taught me much. It hasn't been right, what's happened.
It's not your fault. It's the blessed politicians.
No, I didn't... It wasn't only... I could have...
You think I mind about that swimming pool thing? Boys will be boys. God, I know that.
Yes, that. I am sorry for that. Try this. Stiffer mix.
Thanks.
Maki says if the British go, it means you are going to invade.
Maybe we are. The chief of staff doesn't always check with me beforehand. Look at this thing, Rishrash. It is beautiful. It is so beautiful. Will you take care of it?
Of course. It's ours now.
I can't.
You can. Go on, love. You were great in the run.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, in the Abadan Gymkhana farewell review, we have the gorgeous... The indomitable Mrs. Eric Beaver giving us her own special Abadan version of Doris Day.
Janet!
Go on.
I hope you like it.
My wells are dry. My pipes are dry. Useless and toothless, off we fly. Be Mackie'd, Adlied, and Mossy Ducked. Couldn't pump and wouldn't pump. Then Stokes came and told us we shouldn't pump. Be Mackie'd, Adlied, and Mossy Ducked. Lost my oil, but what of it? He can't use it, we agree. He can rant, he can faint, although the rant's on me. I'll hum for him, refract for him. But long for the day when I imprison him. Be Mackie'd, Adlied, and Mossadegh'd.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't. This is wrong. This whole thing. I've done everything wrong.
What? What, Janet?
I think I'd like to go back home now.
On the 4th of October 1951, the last of the British staff set sail on the HMS Mauritius. 2 years later, the CIA organised a coup. Mossadegh was removed and the Shah was handed a dictatorship. Winston Churchill called it the finest operation since the end of the war. Anglo-Iranian reoccupied Abadan and shortly afterwards renamed itself British Petroleum.
Mossy has only got one ball, the other is on the kitchen wall. The Shah has something similar, but poor old Mackie has no balls at all.
In Stand Firm, You Cads, by Jonathan Myerson, Janet was played by Anna Maxwell-Martin, Rashid by Danny Rahim, and Widman by Luke Treadaway. Prime Minister Mossadegh was Raad Rawi, Avril Harriman, Paul Shahidi, Eric, David Hounslow, Fitzy, Stephen Critchlow, Vera, Jessica Turner, Sir Richard Stokes, Sam Dale, Sir Francis Shepherd, David Acton, Sarah, Rhiannon Needs, and Brian, Finn Monteith. The pianist was Laurie O'Brien. Stand Firm, You Cads was directed by Nicholas Kent and produced by Jonquil Panting. The Price of Oil series is devised by Nicholas Kent with Jack Bradley and Jonathan Myerson.
Still 10 and 6 a gallon.
Are there prices going up, are they?
I thought we'd be going down.
Nothing ever goes down.
Now we've got Persia back, I mean.
We have? I mean, who had it before?
You don't read the papers?
Nah, I don't know.
That madman's out, Mossadegh. Char's back, tankers are loaded again.
Well, that's good.
It's our oil, isn't it? We own it. So the price should be going down.
Fill it to the top.
It'll be £5 a tank next.
And we continue to reckon the price of oil in our dramas all next week, travelling around the globe from the 50s to the future to explore the history of oil and the price we've paid for it. On Monday afternoon, Gemma Redgrave and Nicholas Leprovo go looking for Billy over the frozen tundra and into the politics of Alaskan oil. And if that's not soon enough, don't forget the James Naughtie's documentary series on oil, A Crude History of Britain, concludes tomorrow afternoon at 1:30. And that all of these programmes are available on the BBC iPlayer.